Truth in Media moment sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Show, yeah, whatever. Hey, how's it going, everyone? Hope you're doing well. All right, enough of the small talk. What's going on? As you know, I don't tend to really like to talk about the lamestream's topics of choice, what they are choosing for the general public to be consumed with. We are a society of consumers. A society of consumers consuming the programming fed to us on a daily basis. Well, not you and I, of course. But the powers that shouldn't be, well, they see the useless eaters as just that. And for the most part, let's get real here for a moment. Not to say that they are there forever, or that they have no choice or ability to move beyond this state, but the masses tend to be in a state of mind control. Let's call a spade, it's mind control. And these are mind control victims. It's pretty straightforward, there's nothing derogatory about that. I'm not saying I dislike these people. I'm not saying that I think that they ought to be or that they should be or any of that. I'm just calling, again, a spade a spade. So, with this world that we live in, with mind control victims everywhere, we're fed certain news stories and certain events. The World Cup. There are people extremely upset with the status of their World Cup country. And I'm going to explain in the next few moments here why I think the World Cup is the New World Order. Ah, that might be a stretch, huh? No. The World Cup represents what the New World Order is. And it is the perfect example of bread and circuses for the masses. There's no doubt in my mind. It embodies the constant dialectic of divide and conquer and captivates the more trivial and mindless competitive nature of man. The World Cup has people latch on to patriotism above any rationale for their current state of affairs. Disregard what's really happening. Disregard what you and your family have to deal with on a daily basis. Disregard your personal state. Disregard the vulnerability. And I mean vulnerability that we face on a day-to-day basis of our system collapsing at any given time, of war breaking out, of false flag attacks happening, of poisons in your food supply. Disregard all that. No. Don't worry about that. Goal! That's the mantra of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Goal! It's absurd. And you'll have more people tell you about the status of their team than tell you about, well, what exactly happened on September 11th, one of the most important days in history, in our recent history anyways. It's very important for people to understand what's at hand here. This is world mind control. The World Cup is world mind control. And I'm not saying that I don't see a place for having some time and leisure and enjoying athletics. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the way it's been used is a subliminal and covert plan to take people away, not from a certain event per se, or a certain agenda, but from reality as a whole. And I might be far off, and I might be stretching here, but I don't think so. I think that's what the World Cup is. I think that's what the NFL is here in this country. And the list goes on and on and on. But don't worry, folks. Go! That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing your country can deal with. And I know that's not what people think. They don't see it as them. If you were to ask them in a very blunt fashion whether or not they think a goal from their country's soccer team is more important than their foreign affairs and whatnot, they would tell you no. But I tell you what, they're not acting that way. Their consciousness is not being captivated in that fashion. So, the World Cup is the New World Order. And it's here. All this talk about the implementation of the New World Order, that's long gone. At this point, it's no longer a plan that's being set to take place in the future. It's no longer a reality that will take place in the future. It is, in this very moment, and has been the reality of our world. When George W. Bush heard his father before 9/11 in the early 90s talk about the New World Order, it was already here. And before that as well. I want to hear what you have to say about the New World Order Cup. 800-313-9443. I think I'm going to dub it that. I think it's going to be called, from now on, the Bob Tuscan Show is going to refer to it as the New World Order Cup. I think that has a nice ring to it. The New World Order Cup. What's your favorite team in the New World Order Cup? What do you think about the big game? 800-313-9443. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I definitely want you to stay tuned. In the last hour, we're debuting a new reoccurring segment on the Bob Tuscan Show. Ralph Epperson, the author of The Unseen Hand, will be filling in for the last hour every first Tuesday of the month. And this month, on July 1st, 2014, kicks that reoccurring segment off, and you'll definitely learn a lot when Professor Epperson comes into the building. I want to use my show as a classroom, and even if I have to work a slave job early in the morning, it doesn't mean that I can't create and curate a plethora of information and activism that I think is worth sharing. And at the end of the day, this show has never been about yours truly. This show has been about the information, has been about the guests we bring on, and I want to continue that legacy with what we bring forth in the future on the Bob Tuscan Show. So definitely stay tuned for Ralph Epperson tonight. I want to tell you about a few things that we have on the website, and we'll get to these headlines. In the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about this tropical storm that's on the coast of my home state of Florida. We got some clips from Mark Passio. I got a great clip from Mark Passio that I want to share with you. So we'll learn from Professor Passio as well tonight. Hey, it's class. No, it's not class. Just joking. Scratch that.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Did you see this video of this truck driver who got pulled over by a police officer because he honked his horn at the guy for speeding and talking on his cell phone in a dangerous fashion? Well, the cop tried to turn it around and write him a ticket, but this guy stood his ground. And I'll tell you what happened in a little bit, and we'll play some clips if you haven't heard that, just a few clips. But I do want to take calls tonight, 800-313-9443. The New World Order Cup, are you watching it? Nah, I know my listeners aren't. If they're not watching it, rather, they're not obsessed, and they understand its place, and they understand far more pressing of issues, and they don't get confused with what's what. Bruce, Nova Scotia, how about you, ma'am? We got Bruce still? Bruce just flipped on the game and turned off the show, I guess. The match. Is it a game? Is it a match? I don't know. Shows you how much I know about soccer. Football, as the rest of the world calls it. So we got no Bruce, Mr. Producer? All right. Let's move on. Let's give Gonzalo a try. What's up, Gonzalo?
Hello?
Hi there.
Oh, hi, Bob.
What's up, man?
Just wanted to make a quick comment about the World Cup. I grew up in Portugal, and there, soccer is so entrenched in people's minds that it's become its own division. People will judge you not based upon your ability to think and rationalize and all these great things. It's based upon your soccer team. That's how beautiful it is in certain countries. And it surprises me how people don't notice. What happened in the World Cup? It's just beyond the soccer. There are songs about the World Cup. People go crazy. Here in Canada, it's the same thing. Toronto is very varied in terms of cultures and people from all over. And the World Cup craze happens here very frequently. And I don't know, is it the same there in the U.S.? Are people crazy about it?
No, they're not, but they're becoming more and more crazy about it, and they're kind of jumping on the bandwagon. And Gonzalo, you brought up a great point, man, because it's like... How do I explain this? It's like religion in that it is mind control. It is a religion. It's a new consuming religion.
Absolutely. And it's how stupid. It's just a game. If soccer were to be wiped out tomorrow, I would praise the universe. It's a stupid game. Let children play it in the courtyards and at school. Let them play it there, but to have this much of a craze, sure. No one rallies behind, hey, let's end poverty like this. No one does anything.
That's a great point. Nobody rallies behind many important things, and that's exactly right. And don't get me wrong, Gonzalo, I enjoy playing soccer. I really do. It's a fun sport to play. It's great exercise. I've been in the best shape in my life when I was playing soccer regularly, and I don't take that away from people. Not at all. But this obsession, this mind control, this religion, and it's not just soccer. It takes many different forms. Is the New World Order, and the New World Order Cup is in full swing. Thanks for the call, Gonzalo. Let's try Bruce again. Is Bruce back? Hi, Bruce.
Paul, how you doing?
How are you, man?
Not bad, man. Sorry about the last call there.
It's all right. What's up?
Listen, real quickly, I'm just calling because not only the World Cup is just pathetic, you know, it really is, but we have a new thing in Canada. I don't know if you guys heard of C-30 yet, Bill C-30.
Tell me about it.
Well, they popped it on us on it today, July 1st, Canada Day. It's a bill that censorship of the internet, so, you know, the internet too, it's in place today. It means that if you have any ideology or any type of religious views or any type of political views pertaining to even, let's say, I don't know, Israel, and you express them via the internet, the law enforcement agencies of our great police state can go to your ISP provider without a warrant, whereas it used to be a warrant, and get the information for where you live, your name, you know, your address, kick your door in, confiscate all of your equipment, and quoting a cop that was captured in Toronto a couple of years ago at the summit, this isn't Canada anymore, because when you're arrested, you're arrested as guilty, not innocent. So, you know, it's just the way it is here. And when you talk about the World Cup, I think it's just more of a way for them to bring out the hostility between people and different races and different cultures, and that it's all just one big, I guess, cover-up, you might say. Like, you know, the bull and the bull rider and the clown, the rodeo clown. The bull bucks the guy, and the bull's ready to ram the guy that just got off the back. And all of a sudden, you get this guy coming out dressed up going, "Hey, over here, over here." Well, this is kind of like what I see where they're going with the World Cup, and that as they put the attention to the world to this, their hidden agendas can be done without anybody noticing, you know.
You're right on, man. I'm looking into this Canadian bill, man. This is scary stuff. We ought to cover this in greater detail. I remember the days when people would leave the States because they were tired of the fascism here, and they would go to Canada.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you, Paul, I have a secret, man, that I'll tell you. It's kind of embarrassing. I was listening to you a couple of nights ago, okay? I knew you weren't feeling well. By the way, how are you feeling now? Better, I hope?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Thanks.
All right, good, good. Well, I was listening to you a couple of nights ago, man, and I thought you were live at first break because, you know, I can't remember every one of your programs, all right? But you were speaking with Ryan from Japan on a pre-record.
Yeah, well, I did that as a pre-record the weekend before that, and that was the first time I aired it. But, yeah, we were talking about the Holocaust and World War II and all sorts of stuff.
I called in, Bob. I was all up on it. You know, I had this big thing. I could have got the big spiel, man. I was, you know, and I realized afterwards, you weren't even there, man. I felt pretty, you know.
Oh, man.
You know, just a little embarrassed, right? The reason I'm saying that is because I wanted to bring your attention to this. A lot of people do not realize that Canada, all right, everybody is, like, you know, in 1908, the American Breeders Association and Eugenics Office started in the United States. But prior to that, Britain being the ones that, you know, had, since I think the early 19th century, they had eugenics right back to Plato. But things that nobody knows is innocent old Canada in 1885 to 1973 had a sterilization eugenics board in three of its provinces. And they performed over 2,700 sterilizations.
Wow. We've had Kevin Annette on, who's talked about this in the B.C. province, and it's certainly very compelling to hear what they've done. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We got to take a break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Best story of the morning. The trucker gets pulled over by the police officer, but doesn't take it.
Yeah.
He's speaking out this morning. Here in
you know what? He turned the law around. That's right. The driver says the trooper was driving recklessly, so the driver decided he's going to lay down the law for the trooper, capturing the whole exchange on camera.
I pulled you over the horn. I don't know what that was about.
Because you were speeding and you had your cell phone in your hand?
When truck driver Brian Miner got pulled over by an Illinois state trooper for honking his horn unnecessarily, it was a cop who got an earful.
So you honked at me because you believe I was speeding?
With his camera rolling, the trucker brazenly turned the tables on what he believed was a police officer driving recklessly.
But you are being recorded.
Yeah, you are too.
Miner, who has been driving trucks for 7 years, said he felt it was his duty to say something.
So if I'm going 70 miles per hour...
You weren't going 70. You were going well above 70.
My heart was racing, beating out of my chest.
The officer never says he was speeding and said he doesn't remember having his phone in his hand, but he does tell Miner the law is on his side.
Police officers can actually use technology when they're driving.
Oh, so you guys are above the law?
We're exempt.
In Illinois, the law does allow officers to use technology while driving and also drive above the speed limit when on official business. 2.5 minutes into their conversation, the officer walks away from the truck. When he returns, he actually thanks the driver for his concern.
So I didn't write you a ticket. I understand you're using the horn, you know, you're trying to, you know, you saw my speed, and honestly, I didn't. I wasn't paying attention to my speed.
Miner says he's not surprised the officer changed his tune.
And that's what happens when they know you're recording.
I feel that my video was kind of like me giving him a ticket. It's up to us citizens to film them and bring them accountable for their actions.
Now, a spokesman for the Illinois State Police has confirmed that the officer in the video is an Illinois State Trooper and says the matter is under review.
I gotta say, I liked how the officer, I know he knew he was being recorded, but he did say, I realized I wasn't paying attention to my speed.
In law, we might call that an admission of guilt.
Yes.
I mean, on the end.
Yeah. Well, we got to hold them accountable. The peacekeepers need to be held accountable. There's no doubt about it. Interesting story. And it's interesting that the lamestream media has latched onto it, isn't it? Interesting that the Good Morning America crew is discussing it around the table. Same old stuff. Nothing new. Same old stuff. Hey, Steve, how are you? Steve? What are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Well, same stuff, different name, man.
Yeah.
Did you hear that clip about the truck driver? Who,
I heard it now.
You just heard it?
Yeah, I'm listening on online.
You're listening on the feed?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, very interesting. I think it's Citizens Arrest. Citizens Arrest. You don't remember that, do you? Citizens Arrest.
What's going on with you? Anything good?
All kinds of things, man. I'm just, you know, we had a really good show last night, of course, and you know, we aired the piece with Fetzer about Sandy Hook. That was really good. We had that in the last hour, you know. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, awesome. I'm glad that got some airtime again, because we definitely need to hear about that. If anybody missed that, it's in the archives, of course, as well.
Right.
And tonight, Steve, for the last hour of the show, and for every, I don't know if you heard this announcement, but for every first Tuesday of the month, the last couple hours, is going to be Ralph Epperson.
Very good. Very good.
It's going to be, we're going to have to name it something. The Unseen Hand with Professor Ralph Epperson. Of course, that's the name of his book, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have, you've been interviewing Ralph for a long time. And
at least a couple hundred years.
Yeah, he's about that old, yeah. he's excellent. He's funny, though. He's got a lot of good stuff. And, of course, the man is an expert on Freemasonry. If anybody doesn't know Ralph Epperson, he is one of the top people who comprehends the depths. He's written several books, and I've got a couple of them, actually. Quite a guy.
As you know, Steve, I hate to talk about the weather, but we got a storm that might hit us.
Wow.
Yeah, man, things are heating up, this tropical storm. I got to tell you, though, as much as I pay attention to these kinds of things, it seems that the media... And the alternative media as well, okay? The alternative media is guilty of this, is far more hyperbolic when it comes to covering storms and particularly hurricanes.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but they seem to really, really blow it up, no pun intended. Okay, and I wonder, you know, it wasn't like that when I was a kid, Steve. I lived through Hurricane Andrew, which was the largest storm before, of course, Katrina and Sandy and all these others. Okay, I lived through Hurricane Andrew. I saw the devastation of this storm, and I don't remember nearly as much coverage and obsession as we get for our storms these days. And to name a really compelling case of this, let's talk about Hurricane Erin. You remember Hurricane Erin?
Yeah, I do, but not too well. It's not one of my top 10 hurricane rememberies.
I think it's one of my top 10 for sure. It's my top three, maybe even. Maybe it's my top hurricane, actually. Here's why.
Okay.
Hurricane Erin was a Category 3, Category 4, I don't remember exactly. It was a major named storm that on September 10th, 2001, was going to hit the Northeast. What? There was a hurricane that was going to hit before September 11th, 2001?
Wow.
Yeah, it was called Hurricane Erin. Hurricane Erin.
Interesting.
You know about this, Steve?
No, I don't, really, to be honest with you. That wasn't the September 11th hurricane. It was admitted. Well, wasn't there, I guess, go ahead and tell the rest of the story.
As far as I understand it, this hurricane miraculously veered off and went back into the ocean and died off. But it was going to hit.
Wow.
And if it was at all like Hurricane Sandy was, you would expect, and people have compared the storms, you would expect massive buildup in the media and coverage of it nonstop. For whatever reason, and I'm not saying there's a conspiracy here, I'm not saying there's not a conspiracy here, but for whatever reason, there wasn't nearly as much of a buildup for this storm on the news. Why? What happened? How did the storm all of a sudden go from being a sure thing to directly hit the Northeast to a storm that is veered off miraculously into the ocean?
Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to Google this. Was that Erin, E-R-I-N, or A-A-R-O-N?
I think it was E-R-I-N.
Okay, right. Wow.
Here, now you got me Googling it.
Okay, it says 2001. Yeah,
2001.
Right. Yeah, it did veer. I noticed that the track, it was headed right in to the East Coast, the Upper East Coast.
Ah, you noticed that.
And veered off and went way up towards Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. How did
it do that? We're talking September 10th. You got the dates for that?
Yeah, September 9th, while moving westward. This was the latest date for the first hurricane of the season since Hurricane Diana.
Mm-hmm.
At its closest approach, Erin passed 105 miles east-northeast of Bermuda near peak intensity and subsequently weakened as it turned to the east. A trough turned Erin to the northeast, and after passing just east of Cape Race, Newfoundland, it became an extra tropical on September 15th. So, yes, it did miss the east coast about the time of September 11th. Very odd.
Ah, very odd. We'll take a quick break and come right back on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead.
pull the trigger.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space
to find another race. Steve Starrs. Yeah, so tomorrow we got Doug Owen from Blacklisted News. He's actually, I was just informed, is actually going to be in studio. That should be exciting, very exciting. And we have a great guest coming on who's making a film that everybody has to watch. And I'll tell you that. It's called Uncle Samta. Uncle Samta.
Uncle Samta.
Uncle Samta. And I'll play you a clip from their trailer in a little bit. But let's go back to the phone lines. I'll take calls. I want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And speaking of people I want to hear from, always like hearing from this guy. Mark in Oregon, what's up?
Oh, everything's still going on, Bob. You know, thanks for your sentiments. I really appreciate that coming from you. Got a lot of respect for you and Steve. And
you'll lose that respect the longer you listen to the show.
I can feel it dissipating already, yes.
The more and more... Believe yeah. me, I'm a human being. I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect.
Well, you know, it takes a really decent and moral human being to actually admit that. I mean, you look at these guys that are running this really horrible nightmare Twilight Zone episode out here we call our reality, our world, you know. And they think they're the most moral and good people on the planet, and that they really deserve, you know, even the exclusivity of the resources of the planet by achieving their end-game objective for us, that all our pulses will have stopped, and then they will have achieved their objective as far as we're concerned. So I really commend you for that, Bob. I know that. I know that you're right on the money. Steve is, you know, in my book the same way. I think, you know, you're getting the energy on the show coming from you and Steve basically attracts like callers of a like energy and just overall people that are doing the very best to keep informed. We've all got our limits as to how much we can absorb of their trash that they continually infuse into our, even not just our general environment in this world with their toxins, but actually just various ways that we get infused with electromagnetic energy. By the way, did you hear 180 satellites in a particular system already have recently been completed and being launched by Google, and they're doing it through private, like SpaceX, doing it through private launching companies.
And yeah, I did hear a little.
Did you hear about that 180 number, Steve?
Yeah, I did. And how many have been launched so far? What's an update on that?
You know, I am not on the internet, so I have to depend on fantastic newscasters and analysts like yourselves to pick up on these things. But this is what is really striking about it, is that with their electromagnetic discharge, they will cover the surface of the whole planet. And, you know, as you notice, 180 in number it may be nothing, but it's half of 360, which is the, you know, the circumference in degrees of the planet. But at any rate, they are meant to control, influence, interfere with, you know, probably the whole spectrum of human conscious emotions. That's the purpose of this 180 satellite system that Google is putting up there. You know, Facebook has got analysts running their tools all the time in the traffic, picking up word recognition, relating it to viewpoints that people have, and continually building and adjusting as it requires adjustment as the, you might call it, the collective consciousness of the planet.
Sure, and
changes.
Of course, Mark, you heard the experiment that they ran the other day. We talked about it on last night's show, where they were playing with people's emotions and found that the way they tweaked people's posts could actually bring to fruition a certain trend and a certain mindset of the masses.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you could put it in various scenarios, but they're all negative, and I think the overall scenario is is that no matter what the reality that they engineer our reality into, you know, as Karl Rove said one time in public, basically, I think it was some Republican type of fundraiser, or to an alternative news reporter, he said basically, almost verbatim, we are reality's players. We create reality, and you, talking to the people of the world, have no choice but to follow our reality. So there's so many various ways that they do this. I mean, it's all evil, and it's all unnatural, and it all goes against God and his creation. But, you know, this is what this is all about, this whole alternative media, this communication of people who are centered like around a campfire, except the campfire is the truth. And hopefully, you know, well, I think everyone that follows the truth is on that path to God, basically, because
I like
one
that.
Of his commandments.
By the way, Steve, absolutely. Can you pass the marshmallows, please?
I got them here. As a matter of fact, I have a story here, too, though. This is from Technology Lab. It says Google to deploy 180 low-orbit satellites to provide Internet access. It's a $1 billion project. It says Google intends to spend more than $1 billion on a fleet of satellites to extend Internet access to unwired regions of the globe, the Wall Street Journal reported last night. This was dated June 2nd, 2014, so it's a pretty recent story.
Yeah,
citing anonymous sources. Yeah.
Google's that's not controlling our consciousness, right, Steve? So that's probably a lie, because I think I got it from a better source, you know, than, and I've got it in my notebook, but I would suggest going to Stuart Sverdlow, you know, at expansions.com. Mm-hmm. This is just the kind of thing that he would be covering, and I think you may well find some good news or accurate news about it. But Internet access expansion, it's possible, you know, but I've just heard otherwise completely, that it's really all about manipulating humanity on a conscious, subconscious level in a very strong way.
It's going to be strange. The project is called Loons Balloons, believe it or not.
Oh, what a great name. Loons Balloons, huh?
Yeah, like we're the loons. Really, we're the loons and the satellite of the balloons,
on
right?
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says while Google declined comment on its satellite.
Oh, I bet they
plans,
did. I bet they did.
That's a giveaway
the
right there.
Satellite consultant Tim Farr, who said he expects Project Loon's balloons eventually to be replaced by Titan's drones. Drones and satellites complement each other. He said, with drones offering a better high capacity service.
This sounds like a movie. Drones and Titan drones and goons.
Right.
Goons, yeah. Loons, and tunes, and
planes, stranger
and
than any movie, stranger than any Twilight Zone episode is what the Twilight Zone series was leading up to. But Rod Serling, he couldn't conceive of that yet because he was in a different vibration in time.
Yeah, it's pretty strange.
Didn't see that quite far out how bad it would get. But he gave the concepts, you know, all about control and other dimensions, and it's so strange that the fiction and the movies and in the TV programs going back into the 50s and sometimes further back than that actually come to reality. And I wonder how often, if not always, that it's actually done that way, avatared in that way, basically, as a sort of, what is it called, predictive programming. There's a lot of that going on, tremendous amount. Yeah. Again, you can classify things.
We'd
so many
be completely remiss not to bring up the predictive programming that's out there right in front of your face. That's
right in front of
sometimes the place, the best place, rather, to hide something is in plain sight. Hey, Mark, we got to end
such
this
pleasure.
Now, man. Thanks
for
the call,
you.
Brother.
God bless you.
Take care.
Thank you so much. You guys.
Next hour, we're going to talk about Uncle Santa and play their awesome promo to that. And then, of course, Ralph Epperson in hour number three.
The
Professor Ralph, coming
show.
Up.
With finance.